One of the key witnesses in the war crimes trial of Slobodan Milosevic has been found dead in his prison cell in The Hague. Officials at the International War Crimes Tribunal say Milan Babic committed suicide. A one-time ally of the former Yugoslav president, Babic was one of few leaders prosecuted in The Hague to express any remorse about the ethnic cleansing in the Balkans. Gregory Crouch has the story from The Hague.
Security guards at the prison that houses alleged and convicted war criminals in The Hague routinely look in on the detainees every half hour. It was in the time between one of these patrols, officials said, when Milan Babic killed himself. Alexandra Milanov, a spokeswoman for the International War Crimes Tribunal, said no one suspected Babic was suicidal.
It's with regret and sadness that the tribunal informs that Milan Babic, a witness who was testifying in one of our trials here, was found dead in his cell. The tribunal detention unit had no indication of his intentions.
The tribunal declined to say exactly how 50-year-old Babic took his own life, but media reports in Belgrade suggested he hanged himself.
The Dutch authorities were immediately contacted after Milan Babic was found in his cell. They conducted an investigation immediately and determined that the cause of death was suicide. The tribunal president, Judge Fausto Pokar, has ordered an internal inquiry pursuant to his authority under our statute and rules.
Babic was the leader of a breakaway Serb province in Croatia that was created after the collapse of the former Yugoslavia. He aligned himself with Slobodan Milosevic, a decision he later denounced in a courtroom spat with the former Yugoslav leader. Non-Serbs in the region were murdered as part of an ethnic cleansing campaign. Babic, in a plea agreement, said he was unaware of the killings at the time they happened. But years later, he stood before the tribunal as a man with many regrets. He said he had, quote, a deep sense of shame and remorse. He said he had allowed himself to participate in persecution of the worst kind against people only because they were Croats, not Serbs. He asked his brother Croats to forgive him. Babic pleaded guilty 2 years ago. Prosecutors had asked for an 11-year sentence. Judge Alphonse Orti and his colleagues thought the crime deserved a longer sentence.
Having considered the arguments and the evidence presented by the parties, the trial chamber hereby sentences you to 13 years of imprisonment.
Babic was still facing at least a decade behind bars when he killed himself. The journalist and writer on the Balkans, Tim Judah, said Babic's remorse came with a price.
He was one of the few leaders who expressed that shame and remorse, but he'd also said that because he had testified that he was berated as a traitor by Serbian nationalists and that his family had received threats as a cause of what he had done.
Babic had just testified against another accused war criminal last Friday. His three-week-long testimony against Milosevic 4 years ago was considered by many a turning point in the trial. However, his suicide is not expected to have any impact on that proceeding, which has now taken 4 years with no end in sight. For NPR News, I'm Gregory Crouch in The Hague.